That's Ice Life.
Chillax. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
This is the countdown, redefined.
All right, it's good to be back, Redefine NG. It's a full house today, special edition. Actually, our last playlist for the year. We have different people in the house. Guess who is back?
Okra.
Yes, guys.
Guess who
I'm
is
back?
Back?
Ooh.
And
I'm so excited.
Oh no.
And then guess
you're not in the picture.
Guess the dog they released from cage.
I know that that's definitely not me from shit. So,
first
I'm
of all,
sure.
who's telling the story first? Guinea, where have you been?
Oh, okay. I was around Africa for a bit.
Fam, just, why are you sounding like Davido? Fam, you're just playing.
Please, no. Please, don't say that.
It's supposed to be like an insult or something.
I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, you have money, but besides that,
around
I
don't Africa.
Really. Okay, I just went to 3 countries. Fine.
Okay,
but
okay,
how many did you go to in the time that we were gone?
Mom, I was in prison.
Okay, good. I'm happy that you said that. You said that yourself, so it's fine.
So into how where have you been? Your father's
been,
house.
Yes, exactly. That's
tragic.
My father's house.
That's very, like, very tragic.
That's what you
Wait,
guys,
hold on. It's tragic that she's in her father's house, but it's not tragic that you're in prison.
You don't understand something. She's caged. Tell her
and
what
you're
you
not?
Did. Tell her what you did.
Okay, but clear. Now we're moving on.
Alright, so I'm going to start with Lucy Lemons this time. What's your view about the upcoming scene this year? Great or not?
What do you mean by upcoming
exactly.
scene?
What do you mean by upcoming scene?
You need to be
it's
more
true,
specific.
It's true. I've been trying to correct that. Fast rising artists.
Okay, so this is... The thing is, I feel like there's been a lot of discussion around like the young artists
yep.
right now.
Yeah, true.
Everyone has their own hot take about
yeah.
who is good, who is not. And I think... Personally, I think the quality of the stuff that's coming out right now is some of the best we've had in a while.
Shout this year
from
users,
young
man.
Artists
this
yeah.
year
yeah
all right.
yeah I feel like people because I think even all of many people that started out just doing things for fun mm-hmm. and everything
are
people are graduating people are becoming are starting to take this thing like a career
yeah mm. yeah
and so it's gone from just young people making music and just putting it out and like oh hoping people listen to people with you know strategies their marketing their branding they're really conscious about the quality of the stuff they're putting out and I think that has really helped the general, like, the scene. Because when you get people that are doing good work, the people that are slacking are going to start pushing up. It's
yeah,
like, competition is good for
definite.
Everyone.
Then, I would also say that Lucy Lemons, generally, we're quite proud of the artists who have supposedly blown this year.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I remember the first Lemon Cord we had Odunsi there, and
yeah.
wow.
we were going around asking people, like, have you gotten your ticket? And I was like, ah, this guy doesn't look like he's supposed to be here with that. Look at his beard, that. Are you sure? And they're like, do you know who that is? That's Odunsi. I'm like, who that? And they're
exactly.
like, oh, he's one of the performers. I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry about that. But now, Odunsi is like,
the whole rave. Yeah.
We're happy that people that have been on our stages are like, growing and
like
getting
growing.
Bigger and the sound that is coming out is quite
yeah
good.
It's amazing. I feel like
yeah.
it definitely worked towards you know that the clout what do I call it clout yeah
mm-hmm.
the clout that they've garnered you know
yeah.
over time
all
yeah.
right
exactly people think it's just like oh you're just hailing these guys but no these are people that have been putting in work
yeah,
putting
in major
hard.
Work
years
for
and
years
okay.
people think you just come out one day and you're like a success no this is about 5 years, 6 years of work going on.
So this year it has been great so far.
It has been
all right. What do you
wonderful.
Think of Olami?
Man, this year has been very very funny because
funny. Okay.
In terms of the scene.
Okay.
Uh-huh. People that you thought okay these guys were going to actually be the bangers, it was an accept eventually.
Uh-huh.
And people are thinking that this one's can't even be ginger. And then that became like, what were you doing this year? like, were you sleeping? Like, everyone else was moving. Like, I know, like, I mean, like, I start having fame. You know,
right.
I start girls rushing everything. Like, I start how it is, but then, you should not like, distract you.
Mm-hmm.
Always be on your feet, always be on your move. You can't be
yeah.
dulling.
Because no one else is, right?
No one else is. That
yeah.
was the thing about competition.
And then,
like,
and because yeah. of small clouds, you're now feeling that, oh.
Yeah, right.
yeah,
yeah
I think that was a major problem this year.
Yeah,
yeah where I'm,
a
like,
lot of
like where I am, I'm calm where I am, like I'm happy where I am, and that's not it. You should think better.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Well, it's been interesting actually. You know, I don't really like seeing the growth of the industry from the surface level because I feel like the likes of if we're saying oh, let me just say like people like Odunsi, like he said. you know, he's one of the breakout stars this year. We have Odunsi, we have Lady Donley. They're now getting, like, Nigerians are becoming more open to that sound, unlike how it was other years, you know, previous years. So I feel like this year it's been very, very interesting. We have Pretty Boy Dio, like, people that on a normal day you'd be like, what are they doing? Like, who knows them and all? But now, you know, when you call their names, they are headlining concert, no matter how small. But I feel like, you know, in a very short time, they've done something really awesome. So in Nigeria, so I feel like what I noticed this year is that we became more open, more acceptable to other genres, other sounds. So I feel like coming years to get, you know,
spots on. You can have anything you have to say about this?
No, I mean, they pretty much said it all. I just, you know, the same thing you said about how everyone's working hard and everyone is just trying to, like, really work at their art and perfect it.
I have something really important to say. Shout out to Lady Donley.
Lady Donley's doing a great job.
Fans here. No. She has the number one.
I remember. Kelechi Amati's concert of last year. I think December 20 or something. I did an interview with her, and I asked her. I was like, "Are we looking forward to, like, new things this coming year?" And she was like, "Yeah, well, hopefully we'll see how it goes." And towards the end of the year, I was like, "Sis, this isn't really seeing how it goes. This is amazing. She's done so much, and she's working so hard, and she's doing so good. And not just her, like everyone else, Odunsi, Santi, they're all doing good. And like he said, it's a sound that people are coming to embrace. And it's almost like they said, listen, I'm creating this music because I think it's good and I want you to listen to it. So they didn't really let that, I'm not really fucking with that sound thing go on. You know, it's like they did it so much that people started to accept it.
I have a question though.
Do not say OT.
No, that's OT. You read my mind. So what's the OT thing about?
Alte. Oh my goodness.
Sorry, before we start, I'm just going to quote Lady Donley where she said, Alte is not a label. It's not a genre of music. It's a movement. It's freedom of expression. It's a lifestyle.
People don't know that.
What it is that people are starting to classify. Because
it's basically like new school hip hop.
No, I don't think so. It's just alternative. So people
But then it's not the people they classify as Alte. Lagos kids
are just about
more branches. I wish they were here. I think they were the ones that got it right first, and when they started with the new age. That was what Alte grew up.
I'm so sorry to cut everyone short. I have this question. Isn't it spelled A-L-T-E accent aigu like that? So like, why are we saying Alte? Isn't it supposed to be Alte?
Help me ask your Nigerian.
Because like every time I hear Alte, I'm like, it's a French whole. It's a whole like.
My dear,
we don't understand.
Moving on. No, it's an accent, just like how you say Beyonce, not Beyonce. Like, let's be guided.
Welcome back to Nigeria.
Let's be guided.
And in Lagos, I just describe them as being like just described as wavy.
Okay.
That's just one word. When I see them, I just see, you know.
But then in Lagos, a lot of people think that Alte kids are like, when you just
wear, I can't believe you just said Alte
kids. Alte kids. When you just wear baggy trousers, put on some sports bra, then retro shades.
Let me tell you the thing. The thing is that there's like, there will always be, when
coming
scenes,
from the
when
are Alte crews.
Yeah.
When scenes come out, it's like there will always be the people that are actually like genuinely there. Mm-hmm. And then there are people that see it as a wave and just go with it. For example, like, let me use. Okay, the gothic scene in like the States when it became a thing, and people were wearing all black, and like the heavy,
metallic, and all that.
Expressing themselves with their outfits and their dressing. A lot of people saw that and they're like, "Yo, that looks hard. I'm gonna do that."
They're not goth. They're wearing goth fashion, but they're not goth.
Basically, just following a trend, isn't it?
That's it. Exactly. So, when people express themselves, other people will go and make it.
That usually happens.
People go and dye their hair because it's like that's the thing that
it's cool to do it. Mm-hmm.
You get it's like that's what it is, and it will always like that thing will always be there.
Yeah.
So then, I can't blame people for lumping everything together, but like it's not just because they are. Let me tell you the truth. They are alter creatives. Let's use that.
Yeah.
That do not look like what people would.
Like the average.
I'm actually not talking about the looks. I'm talking about the music.
The music. Okay, so this is the thing. The music is, it's like what I would say. It's like what Fela did. I'm not saying it's Fela. I'm saying it's like what Fela did because everyone like Fela had classic training, right? Fela had training in jazz. Fela had training in blues. Fela played classic piano, right? But Fela also grew up in a musical home where Fuji was a thing, where that kind of juju music was a thing. So Fela is someone who has his roots. He went abroad, he got formally educated, or he got exposed to a new thing. He came home and he's like, hey, I have bread, I have butter.
Mikujama.
This is my
Merger.
Thing. Yeah. And that's what's happening. It's people that have grown up on a certain kind of music, mm-hmm. then have also been exposed to other things they like. That
and the world is
different.
So big now.
And it's like,
you
yeah, it's, like influences
yeah.
come from anywhere.
Anywhere.
And so it's like, why not? You know, if I'm going to create, like, something, someone told me that everything you create is a mixture of who you are and where you've been.
Mm. True that.
You get. So if you're going to make
always.
Music, it's a combination of, first of all, we're African. That is always going to be in our blood.
Yeah.
But then, we're Africans that have gone abroad and listened to K-pop. We're Africans mm-hmm. that have listened to jazz. We're Africans that have listened to different kinds of rap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's there's no way you are now going to make music if you have those influences.
Yeah.
That is not going to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get
let's just stop trying to box musicians and artists.
Exactly.
Just do your stuff.
See,
exactly.
Like many people ask me.
And sometimes you're not even sometimes. Most times your sound reflects like you know the person who's inspired you.
Yes,
exactly.
When we used to have during the show, I would always be like, when we
sound
have
like come, somebody.
Yes, I would be like, oh, you guys, who does this person sound like?
But
yeah,
then,
you know.
But
so.
Then you know, some guy on Instagram, I can't remember his name. He took it very, very, very personal when somebody said it sounds like Burna Boy. It was like I put in a lot of energy and a lot of work in this thing,
guy.
And then you're going to tell me
yeah,
I sound
yeah,
like
no,
Burna Boy. That's like an insult.
That's the
and I'm like,
of
are you not supposed to be happy or something?
No. It's his sound.
Danger of lumping people together.
No, it's not.
When I've come up with something that's me, because. Someone
true,
else now does it, or it's
you
similar.
Say,
to something.
You
can't show me that. Oh,
you've taken away my identity.
I am the second
exactly.
someone.
Exactly.
No, it was really get? Getting angry.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I don't blame him because it's his creative, with his creative
angry.
Stress.
I would be angry.
He's putting all
like,
that creative stress, and then you're telling him he sounds like Burna Boy. Come on.
No
one is saying Burna Boy. That's not the point. It's not. It's just you're taking importance off of the fact that he worked on this thing. This is his.
I, like the alter, like the whole alter thing, right? I think I've had to talk about it a lot
alter.
Because people have
every
come
time.
To me because I produced like the alter group song. I was like, oh, is that where like so people have come to me like, oh, what was your inspiration when you made this? And I'm like, if like,
oh wait, you produced
yeah,
the song?
Yes,
that's right.
Wow,
song?
It's that you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So people have come
this
to
is
me
why
like,
you should
oh,
credit your. Producers,
no,
wow. No shade.
That's actually my next.
That.
That's
yeah.
my next
hold that
subject.
Thought,
because
I don't want you to forget what you're about to say. Anyway, go on.
So yeah, people have come to me and like, yo, okay, so was there a like when you say you are this, you know, people look at me like, oh, you don't dress okay, you don't. Do this. And
don't
I'm like, it's not a dress.
Yeah,
it's a state of mind.
Exactly.
It's a state of mind.
Exactly.
It's that okay, you want to make pop, but your pop doesn't need to sound like all the other pop because that's not what you feel
yeah.
when you go in the studio or you like. Because pop is different wherever you are in the world. Afro
mm-hmm.
pop is different
exactly.
from like K-pop.
Yeah.
But now if I like K-pop,
all creation.
And I want to make pop, and I'm like, yo, why don't I put Afro pop and K-pop and
a plan?
Put, exactly.
Yeah.
And that is the mindset of us.
It's like a jazz flow,
it's
if
like,
you may.
There's no limit on creation.
There's no limit
exactly.
on creation. There's no
it's
boxes.
Not basic.
There are no boxes anymore. You can't
exactly.
tell me if I want to put a jazz instrument on a rock. You can't tell me now that doesn't flow
exactly.
because
exactly.
you get
no
that's the mindset. There are no boundaries.
It's all about
I do
the sound
what feels
now.
Right, what sounds right, what feels good.
Feels right, yeah.
What
to
people
me.
Forget is music is an expression of yourself. So
exactly.
it's coming from inside. We're
exactly.
not trying to do it for someone
and
else.
That's, and other people are like, oh, it's pretentious. I'm like, how can I sit and be myself?
You know,
that's why everybody can't like you. Everybody can't like
you.
You're always gonna have your crowd.
Instead of Nigerian music industry, because you know our bigger artists or the older ones, they played it too safe for a very long time.
Too
cool.
safe,
yeah.
way
too
safe.
There are people that were making
way too safe is getting monotonous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's actually monotonous.
Like
yeah,
even when you look at people like Iyanya, people forget that Iyanya started as
a
R&B,
not R&B like oh like R&B like some tank. Like bedroom kind R&B.
Yeah.
The one that was he won a competition on Project Film.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
And nobody was listening until he started doing.
Okay.
Those kind of songs are fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're good and all, but I feel like we should become more diverse.
That's
yes,
the thing. Nigerians are not
diverse.
That diverse.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what,
it's
I mean,
a whole.
I'm,
it's
I'm
a whole
about
talk matter. About diversity.
But we're adjusting,
because
adjusting.
Because I feel everybody wants to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. No. Let
and,
me tell you,
no, I don't
and,
think
everybody wants to do the same thing. Everybody wants to eat.
Again.
And,
yeah,
and
true,
if you do some things, you're not going to make money.
In the country
yeah,
that
but
we
then,
are in.
Yeah, but then to be
yeah.
fair, yeah, because I work with Adipo.
People are not accepting.
And Adipo is hardcore.
Yeah.
But then he's not, he's not commercial. And he has said he's never going to play a commercial song. Why? Because this is what he wants to do. Because this way is going to blow.
Yeah.
Just confidence. Yeah.
No, but you see, but look at Poe. Poe is one of the best rappers we have in this
country. Poe is actually.
There are people
he's
that are
too
not
mad.
Good at him, at actually
at,
rapping,
mm-hmm.
that have bigger songs because. They even
they
Olamide,
they
Olamide songs right now, Afropop.
Yeah.
But Olamide started with street hip hop.
Yeah. That was like hard rap. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're dancing. We're not dancing to Olamide songs back in the day.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, bumping our heads.
Now, do you get?
Yeah.
No, but the state of Nigerian hip hop right now is quite bothersome.
Is it?
Actually, it's bothersome.
Are you talking about the mainstream guys, the upcoming, following a certain trend,
and it doesn't make any sense.
Upcomings?
No, but like, upcomings, that's the thing.
Out of every 10 upcoming artists, you find that 7 are doing trap. Or maybe one.
I disagree with that.
Also, not even just that. Okay, they're doing trap in what way? Because you can have a trap beat.
Yeah.
But what you do on the trap beat is different. What genius is very different from what white people do on the trap beat.
True that.
So yes, maybe they're using trap beats. And like I said, that's also because of the influences. I mean, even in the States, now everybody's doing trap.
Everybody's doing trap.
That's how you get people that stand out.
But that's what kills shine off things like the Alte kind of thing.
It won't kill it.
No. The beautiful thing about Alte is what makes people so angry is what they've said. We're going to do what we want to do, no matter what you say. So you can insult us, call us Alte, call us everything. We're just going to stay here and do what we want to do, because we've gone through so many years living in your shadows, letting you tell us what we can or can't do. Now we're just expressing ourselves.
People are telling you,
oh,
your music is dope, but no one's doing
it. Really,
exactly. Nobody's going to listen to it. You don't make music for Nigeria.
People have told me as a producer that, oh, yo, like, your stuff is good, but like,
it's not commercial enough.
Like, no Nigerian wants to buy it. Yeah. And it's like they're threatening you with lack of
Yeah, just
of
make
money.
You change
and,
your focus.
And that's why many people right now, like,
they're stopping your mediocrity.
We would rather create than make. Because honestly, many of us are not making that much money. But when you create with the purity, like, okay, I want to create what I want to create, and I'm not putting out the money, it's when you start wondering about where your next thing is going to come from, that you're changing your sound. Like, okay, which song will I use to use tomorrow?
Exactly.
And then that's what you create. But when you're not, because they use that, it's literally a threat. There are people that have come to sign me and they're like, but you need to change what you do. And I'm like, why? Why do you want me to make it when that's not good?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think you need to preach. I think you need to preach it a bit more, because people need to realize that life is not going to always work out how it works out for everyone else.
I think it's actually working.
You need to be doing the same thing.
That's my issue, exactly.
Being passed across pretty well.
Like, do what you do.
A lot of youths and the young ones, well, not young ones, but like younging, so to speak, are doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
Are doing what their sound is like, what you know, like feel. A representation of themselves.
Yeah.
And not just like, you know, trying to make music for eating or... Because the thing is, people are beginning to... Nigeria is not a very diverse place in like every sense of the word.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are not very open to so many things,
so many things.
On so many grounds. But now, because of how like people like Odunsi and Santi and all these people, they've broken through all of that and they're like, I'm going to keep making this art because it's my representation.
I mean, we are
regardless.
Simi,
exactly,
so,
regardless of how you feel about it. And then because I think it's beautiful. Exactly, because I think it's beautiful. At some point people are catching on to it because it is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, so you should just do whatever works for you, and then at the end of the day it comes out.
That's impressive.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I've been quiet because I'm actually learning from you.
Yeah.
So, what's the summary about Ote now? So just tell our listeners.
It's the future, actually.
I would say it's just all it is. It's purity of expression.
It's a movement.
I actually think it's just like a mindset, to be honest.
It's a mindset. Gunika.
They've said it already.
I'm going to move to the next segment. Lately, producers have been complaining that they're not getting the credit they actually deserve.
And because they're not.
And they're like, 2019, things are actually going to switch up. So as a producer, what do you think about this?
I think it's painful, man.
It's painful.
No, it's painful.
You relax,
y'all hear the pain in his voice.
It's painful, relax, man.
Ian,
take the wheel now. Okay. What do you think? What do you think?
As someone who is learning production. This year, I have listened to like solo works of a lot of producers, like so many, like over 30 producers from different parts of Nigeria. And I listen to their work and I'm like, these artists are blessed to have these people do it for them.
Yeah.
Like to come on this. And the thing is, you can have, producers can make music without artists, but artists can't do this without producers. Now, the thing is, people forget that producers do more than just beat making. Mm-hmm. Producers sometimes write lyrics. Some producers mix and masters. They are everything in one. And
there are people that have come to me with an idea.
Exactly. I just feel like I'm hearing something.
I've written verses for people.
I have sang hooks for people for them to record.
Yeah, I know sessions whereby the producer is even going to be a maestro, tell you, go there,
sing,
do it again, do it that way,
sing it up.
It's like, exactly, it's like.
I mean, I think the painful thing is when you see, like, it's not even just the credit. It's the respect. It's more than credit. It's respect. There's a whole attitude to it. Because if you respect someone, there's a way you're going to work with them. There's a way you're going to, like, it.
Like, cherish the bond, the relationship, the working relationship.
Appreciate what they've done for you. Because there are people that come to you, like, oh, my, I'm dropping something in 3 days. Here, can you help me fix it up?
Exactly.
Like,
just clean this for me.
And I'm like, you can't just
jump me.
It's
like
almost
that.
like a houseboy, sorry to say. It's just like, hey, bro,
no, but
help
it's
me
like
clean
that,
up this
no.
track.
And then people come to your house and be like, oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, yeah, I did that myself. And producers be like, oh.
Oh, you really? Oh, true? Oh, okay, let's drop the acapella then and let's see how people like it. But it's not even, because you can do without, like, there are people that pay their producers and don't necessarily shout out their producers. And some producers find, that's okay, I made my bar. Take the song, do whatever you want.
Exactly. I feel that's where you get where you're getting it wrong.
There are some people that shout out their producers, everything.
Exactly.
This guy. But
you have some people that don't pay their producers.
You are taking the song and you're eating, and the producer is mixing Gary under his
to some extent, the producers, they have a role to play in it. First of all, I feel like one, for now, like, you know, the music industry is becoming more business oriented. I feel like for now, money wise. I feel like as a producer, you shouldn't opt for a one-off payment now when there's something like split shit.
You know, man, that's 2019, everything is contracts.
Exactly. I feel like right now, producers shouldn't opt for one-off payments. One. Secondly, I feel like as a producer, you demand, you know, for your name to be on whether the track, whatever, you know, however you're putting it out there, you demand that your name must be on it. Some producers feel once they've got some money, they feel like, oh, their work here is done and all of those, and it doesn't just end there. Like, producers don't demand for what they actually want. They don't demand for their right enough.
The thing is, there are a lot of factors that come into play. The thing is that sometimes there are so many producers out there that many. I know a couple of producers that feel like, you know, maybe you make hip hop beats, next producer makes hip hop beats, an artist comes to you and you're like, okay, pay me this much. The artist is like, nah, I don't have that much. And so some producers feel like, yo, if I don't do this,
he's gonna go to the next one.
And I'm not gonna get nothing. Next man is going to, even if they don't pay him, he's going to get credit, he's going to get something. And so people legit like, okay, I'll do this, and they do it for free, and then nothing comes of it, but they're like, okay, at least I have something I've added to my discography. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool and all, but like, sometimes you need to one up yourself before they come.
So what's going to change in 2019?
I think a lot of producers are now more conscious
of the industry.
Because at the end of the day, like, an artist can come with a style, but the sound, I think there was an argument that time, people were saying, who wants the sound? Is it Jules? Is it Mr. Easy?
Yeah.
The producer wants the sound. Honestly. Right. Because the producer is the sound.
Amen.
The sound comes from... You can give a Jules beat to many people and they will do different things with it. Bonner has been on a Jules beat. Mr. Easy has been on a Jules beat. We even had Odunsi and Santi on a Jules beat. Mm-hmm. But when you hear a Jules beat, that is Jules. When you hear a Sars beat, that is Sars. You get... and like, so many times when people are like, oh, this artist sound, if you look carefully, it's tied to their producer. When Olamide had that period, New Kev's too, it was all Young John.
Exactly.
It was all Young John. And there's nothing, when every time people are talking about Drake, 40 is in the conversation. Because you are not yourself without that person. So I think a lot of producers now realize that, see, at the end of the day, we are very important in this thing.
Yes.
We understand our work. Artists are doing these things and they're making their money.
They're
getting their royalties, they're getting their splits, they're getting their... Us too, it's time. It's time.
Yeah.
Alright.
What about you?
So I've gotten to the interesting part now. So, best EP of the year. Best EP of the year. Who's going first?
Sorry, I just want to say something.
First Rising.
Do albums count?
What?
Do albums count?
EP.
Sorry, what genre are we talking about? Because, you know, like, so much music dropped this year, so...
If you ask me best EP, like, I don't need to know what kind of music. Like, I already have it in my head right now.
Oh wow! I
you don't have yours.
I don't.
Neither do I.
I listen to over. Do you know how many? I listen to this
Psycho
year.
YP.
Okay, no, YP season was hard, but is that the best?
Exactly.
I mean,
I hate the word best because it makes you have to pick from so
many variations. Exactly.
Let's do like this. Top five.
Okay, no. Okay, you top five. Or you can do favorite. Top five. Don't do best. Do favorite.
Exactly.
My favorite.
Exactly.
So that's a bit more personal, and then you can explain.
Exactly. Then top five.
Oh wait, I'm not ready yet.
that's hard.
That's hard.
Neither am I, honestly.
Okay, pick your.
Hold on. Okay, you said EP.
Yeah, EP. Goodness.
I wanted to say Black Bones, actually, but it was an album.
Alright. Okay, let's add albums. Yeah, add albums.
Black Bones album was crazy.
Black Bones was crazy.
It was good. I'm not saying it was my favorite, but that was great.
Black Bones.
And then, okay, great. One.
Pretty Boy Dio.
Everything Pretty.
Everything Why? Pretty was awesome.
Everything Pretty, because I've listened to Dio for a while, right? And Dio has always had this very interesting style, right? It's almost patois, it's almost Rasta, but it's also very
mellow.
Like, it
doesn't have a particular name.
I don't know how someone can be mellow, but then also make me want to break butter on your head.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I feel like an arm robber who's chilling.
Exactly.
Like when I listen to his stuff. And so just having him put out a body that brought everything together. There was the softer side of Dio on Awilo. There was like the harder side of Pull Up. There was like, you know, it's an EP that it was a project that showed the whole scope of Dio.
Alright.
Can we talk about mainstream albums? Because we should do mainstream too now.
Okay, first of all, I'm not gonna give you all five straight up, but I have to say Psycho YP's YP Season. This is what I'm gonna tell you about him. I've heard a couple of songs by like Psycho, and I was like, oh, Psycho is good, he's great, but like that YP Season, I'm like, I don't really feel like listening to this now. I remember the first time I heard it, it was my first day. I was going to work, because I, you know where I'm working at. I was going to work, and I'm like, let me just listen to this. And the intro to Andale, I'm like, yo,
yeah,
Andale was, and then he comes in, and how he exits every single track properly produced.
Everything was clean.
It was
exactly
perfect.
Clean is the word.
So that's for clean one. My second project I would tell you would be Brymon's Osho.
Oh yes.
That project spoke to me. I have a problem sleeping. I use that album to sleep because it calms my spirit. It rouses me up. It does everything for me and to me.
Big ups. I mean, that's what music is meant to do. So he's doing his
just
job.
Just two for now. When you guys come back,
shout out to Brymon. All
right, talk about me. What's yours?
I think Poe actually had something very nice. Mm-hmm. And it was actually very good because every song had sensible lyrics, had a message, and then listen to this song today, you feel kind of way. Tomorrow, listen to that song tomorrow, you feel some kind of way. So it touched everything you go through as a youth, like love life, sex life, chilling, that kind of thing. Like, it touched every aspect
of life.
Wait, what song talked about sex life, though?
He touched every aspect, and then nonetheless, yeah, he did, like, not mentioned to forget the fact that rap should actually get back in Nigeria.
Exactly.
Afrobeat like actually clean. It's clean rappers now.
Honestly,
wait, no, I'll do it next.
But then I also fuck with TDD, the new
TDD,
Yamani TDD. And then
little plugs here and there.
I think Temi is actually very good. And then
Temi is the rapper. Josh.
You know we have like five artists called Temi. Yeah, so you need to be quite specific.
Because his lyrics, like when Temi is my guy,
Kid the actor.
How do you think about these things?
No. Like, I know Temi is deep.
How do you do it?
And he's so playful. Like in person, it's like you don't like when you see him. You're like, oh my god.
Like that mood swing song. I was like, guy, how did you think about this? Like, I rap poems, so I'm a creative writer. But then, how do you think about this?
But then he's always been like,
how deep?
It was so deep.
Yeah. Like, imagine again. I know I am going this deep. Like, I'm scared. Guy.
Even you are like confused. I know. I totally understand.
Topher said. Topher feels like Joe is like.
Joe is my meanest. I beg. I'm serious.
Joe sings really well now. I mean, Joe is the chorus guy, and then Joe has a very nice flow.
But then,
in terms of lyrical content, Timmy is actually killing. He's killing most rappers around.
What's up with Joe? What's up with him?
But is this their show?
I don't know. No, at all. No, they've actually been here, and I told Joe that I have a problem with him because Joe is like claiming. I don't know what to say. He's not out there.
What I was saying is that because you know how it is, like, you know when this one is the social guy, like, you know how to be like, okay, I met you now, and then okay, meet Timmy, and you know I have a very mad fan base already, and maybe you don't have a fan base, but then based on I know you, like, I've known you from time, so I cannot just sign and look at you, get out.
Yeah.
So based on that trip, so like, oh, how far you sing, go, oh, yeah, let's walk, but you don't have to, because I have the clout, and it's now build your clout, it depends on me. And
that's not caused any kind of beef.
It has. I mean, it would. And then I mean sometimes Joe might not feel among because you know Timmy Rose we fight another guy and then Joe might just feel left out too. So he needs to build up his clout.
Yeah, he needs to build his clout.
I want to plug a lesser known EP. I think it came out very near the end of the year. What's her name? Bella Alubo.
Oh yes, yes. Bella. Goodness, yes.
A very short six track EP that I was like, whoa, okay. Because I've listened to Bella and I have a working relationship with her. So I knew that she was working on something. And then when it came out, you know, it's what I feel like an artist EP should do. It's showing you all the different sides of them in one. It's like the softer little body side. She had the hard hustler, you know, bad bitch side. She had the emotional falling in love kind of thing.
And then she had features.
Like she had features that she featured.
I love the one with
Shoma Joseph.
Yeah, I love the one with Shoma.
And I'm like, okay, that was a very interesting.
Surprise.
Yeah.
She went, you know, full like West, SA House,
West
like
East
bomb.
And
like,
South.
Sorry, quick question. Yeah. Is this like best top five? Your top favorite in Nigeria or?
Nigeria.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm just gonna plug someone real quick from Ghana. Shout out to Maya. Maya dropped six, seven. It's called Chapter Red. Amazing project. If they say give me an amazing album, if not I kill you. I drop Chapter
just,
Red.
It's
amazing. Every single M A A Y A A. She is first of all a virgin. Shout out. If she hears that, she will understand. First of all, no. She's a virgin princess. She's an atheist. And she's an amazing musician. Her lyrics perfect. Everything about her perfect.
What's the album all about?
It's called Chapter Red. So it goes through the journey of she's seeing someone. She's seeing this guy, and they're catching a cruise. Yeah, but then we find out like midway he's kind of married.
Oh shit!
So she has this.
She kind of sort of maybe married. Like shit.
I think heartbreak brings out the creativity.
Whitney Houston gave you all the man I need.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys listen to Whitney Houston? When she gave you All the Man I Need, that kind of vibe, that's what Maya gave you on her.
Shit.
And I'm like...
Shout out to you, Maya. Like, I'm so sorry
Maya,
about that.
She...
I want to just call
she,
her.
She's amazing. Like, I'm telling you, it's... Everything she does shifts my energy. Like, she builds and cries and everything.
Wait,
everything.
Wait, a mover. A mover of mountains.
Are you sure you can't relate to what happened to her?
You don't understand when I hear that song, I'm like, miss, if I'm looking for a married man that will make me cry now.
That's
how that song put me there. But coming back to Nigeria, Maka dropped a little project. She covered Caesar's Caesar's Kimi. But she did this project.
What's
Maka.
It's basically Maka. M plus Control.
Yes, M plus Control. Control plus M.
Control plus M. She basically did Control.
She's the official Maka on everywhere. It wasn't covers. She used her own lyrics. Everything amazing.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. But like with the styles and it was beautiful.
Wait. Last one. Bigfoot and Jazz Atta, who be Jazz, did this four track project.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Bigfoot.
It's called Silly
another.
Lover.
See, this is why you need to pre-
Bigfoot is an amazing
producer.
Bigfoot
don't know this guy.
Silly Love and Fear is a project that I can't even give you guys top 10 because there are too many amazing guys.
Producer should actually come together. Like,
they should demand.
We are coming together.
And Lucy Lemons has a little something planned for producers next year.
So you heard it here first, guys.
All right. We're going to calm down a little bit. You know,
can I just say one last thing? I can't talk about albums this year without talking about Rare.
I was going to be like, are we all sleepy? Jesus. Like,
why didn't you mention it?
Because I'm waiting for you guys to, like, you know, I was like, okay, maybe I'm the only one who can read.
I can't talk about albums this year without talking about Rare. And the thing for me with Rare this year was that it was a surprise. Not a surprise that it was good. It was just the direction was a surprise. The throwback. The R&B,
that Outcast song.
I was playing one of the songs. I think I Wanted You, and my mom was coming. She passed my room, and she's like, "Oh, who is this?" Like she thought it was like a song from the 80s. She's like, "Oh, I never heard this," and I'm like, "Nah, man, this is some new shit." She's like, "Oh, and my mom is like, put your microphone." And you know, like that, like the fact that the music, like, cause let me know, like, there's some music you hear now that you know that this is for us, the youth. This is for now. This is. music of the
like
moment.
Like a 21st century
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah. that album, like...
It's for
the,
everyone.
The sentiments on it, the ideas, the sound of it, it's... Give it to your grandpa, give it to your son, give it to...
So every age group can actually relate to
it. Yeah, it's cutting. It yes. cuts across.
It cuts across. You know, it's... And that's the kind of music that I feel like... You know, there's some songs you hear and it's like, this is song of the moment. This is song talking about what's happening right now. And but there are some songs, human emotion is, you know, is transcendent. Like, everyone right. feels some things at any point in time. And that's just how, that's what that album does for me. It's like, everyone has felt some of those things. And it just transcends everything. It's a beautiful album.
All right. Okay. So before we go to... this one, we're actually going to call out names.
Yes.
Top 5 acts of the year. Yeah.
Act of the
From
year.
The Fast Rising thing, though.
Is it Fast Rising or Main Street?
Fast Rising.
Fast Rising.
Okay, Fast Rising. Okay.
Top five.
Okay.
In no orderly manner.
Probably favorite.
No particular order, yeah?
Yeah, no particular order.
Okay,
Santi,
definitely. Black Bones. Okay. Black Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Odunsi.
Okay.
I would. Let's see. From this year. Who else has it? Fire.
Do you want me to know?
I'll give
Dio.
Why not?
Dio,
okay.
So you guys are just remembering the late part of the year. Hello, Kid 30. Ooh, 30 and Kid Mali. Shout
project.
Out to them.
So,
the great
you guys
project.
Calm
okay,
down
sorry.
A little bit.
Edwin,
you guys are
Dwayne,
still like,
sorry,
yeah?
Okay, this good?
Bring it down a
this good?
Bit.
Dwayne the Stoic, one.
Okay.
Ed, 30 and Kid Mali.
Okay.
I put them together because I need my 5. 2.
Okay,
Lady Donley, of course.
In,
Lady right. Donley, of course.
Okay.
3. Psycho YP, 4. Moby Leave, 5.
Ooh, can yeah, Moby.
Those guys.
Can I mention Oxlade?
Anna Marie.
Oxlade and
yeah,
Fireboy.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah Oxlade. Yeah,
Fireboy.
Quite
both of them, those people. God. Those guys.
Alright, Guinea Ka, top 5.
Say
Lady Donley.
Yeah, first.
Top 5.
Lady Donley does it for me. Odunsi.
Alright.
Definitely does it for me. What's his name? Santi does it for
okay.
me as well. So,
Santi can
5. Tell me about it. Let's see. Psycho YP.
Alright.
What's Oh my God.
Relax,
oh my.
Relax.
Wait.
Relax.
I can't believe I forgot this guy. Oh my God.
Samir.
No.
What song?
What is?
Shit.
Just remember your lyric.
Ladipo.
Oh no. He was here.
Electric.
Yeah, yes, electric.
I was actually
so
waiting for that.
Yeah, electric.
Can I go? Since we're entering the year of crediting producers, I'm gonna be top 5 producers.
Okay.
Lemav.
First of all, Lemav.
He
had a crazy year. Second of all, Genio.
Oh,
this
yes.
year would be incomplete.
I totally
Genio.
Agree.
Yes.
Third of all, I'll give
Higo.
Okay.
This year Higo. In fact, wait. Higo and Harry together. Let's
yes.
Put
them together. Yes. Yes.
One person is missing. Johnson IP. Do you know who he is?
Yeah. No.
Jaylon.
GMK. GMK.
G.
GMK had a quiet year, but GMK.
No. He had some at the top of the year.
I'll give Tay.
Okay.
Tay is just a complete artist.
Nobody
he
talked about
everyone.
Tay's.
Because you limited us.
Okay.
I told him
yeah,
when you guys were mentioning Green Light,
right.
I was like,
so we had to, you know.
Okay.
And then allow my humble brag.
Yolo. Yes.
So then you guys,
for
like,
that
I have a question.
Stay
for
both
of you. Like, you guys are so close and everything. Can you like tell us a little about how you guys met? Cause
is it Lucy Lemon link up or?
Yeah.
I can't understand.
We went through Lucy Lemons. He was at Lucy Lemons first. You've been there for like the full 4 years now.
About 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
Are you serious? You started like with
them? I wasn't one of the. Like, I actually started as someone who used to submit Like I said, we started as a literary blog, so I started submitting my short stories and poems. And then I wrote an album review, I think.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like
yeah, we have a yin view going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I review, so
sorry, I'm just going to quote him to tell you what he does. He's a writer, he's a producer, he's a photographer.
Man.
He's,
okay.
He's everything.
He's being a triple threat.
And he's not like a master of... He's not like a jack of all trades, master of none. He's a jack of all trades, master of all.
Oh, yeah.
Like everything he touches,
touches. Sound it!
And you should look out for his project. It's called Songs by Moonlight.
Sound
and he has a new one.
I need friends like this. I need friends
like
this. Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah. Sound it, please. I need a hype. Can I join your team? Like, I don't know why I can't join this team yet. I'll be Jin. I'll be Jin.
I've known him for like 3 years now, and he's been amazing. He gets me every single time. everywhere.
You guys are
like, taking easy and I'm watching. Oh my gosh. I just get
it. We're literally like the same person.
What's all this?
They are the yins, of course. They're the same person.
Afolami, your top five.
I think it's been a good year for Electric.
Electric, okay.
I mean, it was nice to see him mature and nice to see him grow and change his flow entirely. And then it was nice to see TD. They actually, because last year, I don't know how they just switched up this year, man.
But they actually matured. Exactly.
That's the, like, that's why, like, when I'm listening to you, and then you're maturing, it's not like you're still. Exactly. No changes.
What actually helped them is that, did they actually care about what their fans has to say this
year?
Yeah, they didn't.
That's one thing I know, really.
They just wanted
to do music.
You know, last year, they'll be like, do you want me to drop a song? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah.
Now, they're just dropping it.
I think that's just the way to go.
Listen or don't listen, we're good, we're bad at that. So, who's your number three?
And then, I mean, there are a lot, man.
Oxlade.
But then, I like Oxlade.
Okay.
But then, I think he needs to do more songs because right now is like, what's he going to do next? Like, I'm not sure about
all eyes on him.
Is he Oxlade?
He's bringing so much anxiety.
Is the plug now? I'm so sorry, but
shout out to Tenny the Entertainer. How did we not
talk about Tenny? She did so well this year.
She did amazing this year. And we just have to mention
that. A new song.
She's an actual entertainer. Like, honestly.
She's not your mates.
And then I think Yomi Ace,
okay.
But that guy has been stepped on, and because Yomi Ace is.
Yomi Ace, oh my god. Wasn't it? Yeah.
To be honest, like, how do you do every single genre?
You said top five. I'm like, see, he's mentioned TDD, he's mentioned Yomi. I'm like, okay, these people, they're in my mind, but then, you know.
I don't know how he does it. Like,
you can't just say top five because there's so many of them.
Even
some
covers that he does, they're always banging.
But how is nobody mentioning Fireboy, really?
You know, this is like I said,
Fireboy and Oxlade, they're different because. Not heard much from them.
Exactly, true.
Obviously, no one wants to go back to chasing their old SoundCloud, and nobody really wants to.
Well, Fireboy was in the new YBN album, and this is a song, Jealous. It's so awesome.
Alright.
One more thing before you round up. I just want to say that this idea of picking a top 5, top 10, it's really hard because at the beginning of the year, Davina and I were told to make a list of 20 artists. We ended up making a list of 100 artists. And we released it. I released it sometime in September, and people were complaining, why is this person here? Why is this person not here? And I'm like, this 100 artists was so hard to make. At that point, that was beginning of the year, I hadn't listened to so many people. And I didn't.
You still couldn't give 20.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't even give you 100. But now, I feel like we should just keep listening and let's try not to forget it.
And keep your mind open while you're at it.
Yeah, but then to be fair, I also think upcoming artists will actually be. You should think about what you want to do.
Exactly. That's what I was about to round up with.
You should have a career plan.
So,
one after the other, we're going to tell artists.
Things
they should
save up, maybe 100 grand. Get a good producer, sorted.
100 grand? You're going to need a lot more than that.
Just start up now.
Okay.
I can't tell you that.
I'm being billions.
Exactly. So, get 100k, get a good producer. It's not really needed because you won't get plays or streams on those platforms and then you end up not getting any money.
Just secondary.
You might get it though, but then if I'm not it's not really profitable to understand. So why waste money? And that way you can do radio plays.
Yes. Right.
Like every single day.
One after the other, before we round up.
We're going to have to go last.
We're going to tell artists here what they should do 2019 and things they should not do.
Okay.
Go first.
Like, at least how many, because I have a little.
All right. Okay, let's make this two.
Thank you.
Two.
Yeah, two.
Okay, I'll give two, and for the rest, you guys can just come. come to my page to
check it out.
First of all, I feel like upcoming artists should do more networking.
Okay.
You know, there's too much emphasis on record. You know, network more 2019. And then secondly, you know, spend more time developing your craft. Don't liken yourself to the likes of Wisin and David who list just beats, you know, all of that on their song. Write actual lyrics. You know, don't say it's Afro pop. Oh, the lyrics are, it doesn't have to be just some small hook. No. Just, you know, I feel like because that way you get people that, you know, even have to share your song without you asking them. You know, but if your song is as good as Empty, you keep begging people, listen, share. I bet they will not share. So I feel like those two things, that's the things they should do. And what the two things for me that they shouldn't do, you know, I feel like they should start being more cautious about branding, you know, as far, like, what I noticed these days on social media is that a lot of people just, you know, swallow information, hook, line, and sinker. Something just comes up on your timeline and be like, oh, you just hop on it. Like, for instance, yesterday's issue with Fino and all of those things. I feel like you should start, you know, tailoring the kind of things they put out there, you know, no matter how young or no matter how new you are, I feel like you should start tailoring the kind of things you put out there. That's one. And then secondly, I feel like they should do more covers.
More covers.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about Don't. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm talking about Don't. So I feel like they should not be on and on about a record deal. Because you know, a lot of them, you meet somebody, next thing is sign me. It's irritating. It's great. Yeah, a lot of them it's irritating. So I feel like, you know, spend your time doing having more music business related conversation. Spend your time reading more music business stuff, and also when you see these people, you understand, you have a very reasonable conversation with them that, you know, you can have a bond and all of those, and record deal and all of this will come very much later. But I feel like for your starts, you bugging people with record deals, unreasonable.
Alright, you're next.
Okay, let me go. Okay. Two things you should do. Number one, I would say learn who you are as an artist.
Okay.
What is your, because everyone has their own art style, everyone has their own art philosophy. Learn what works for you. Know what kind of fans you have. Do you have fans that want you to engage? Are you the kind of person that can put up a poll and say, what should I do next? And your fans will be like, I'll do this. Or are you the kind of person that should make, you know what works for you, know what sound works for you. Are you the kind of person that videos will be better promotional material than getting radio play? Understand your music, understand your fan base, and understand yourself as an artist. Another thing I would say you should do is educate yourself on the business, because it's music business. A lot of people, everyone is learning and practicing their music, but learn and practice your business. There are people out here making money without necessarily having the most visible fan base. I would just quickly say, I have a friend who's a producer. He does instrumental work, only instrumental albums. He looks like, you know, doesn't produce for artists, people don't know him. But if you check his SoundCloud, his Spotify, his Spotify plays, his Apple Music plays, he's doing numbers. He's streaming, he's selling, like, he has, I think, 19,000 album purchases in Germany.
Wow.
He doesn't need you people, he doesn't need us listening to his music. Because he's, like I said, he understands himself. He knows who he's making music for. He makes EDM. And his stuff is on the radio in Germany. And he's here in Yaba chilling, making $20,000.
A year or 2 years.
His name again. NILVM. All right. NILVM. So understand your business. Things you shouldn't do. Don't chase what's popping.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
If everybody's making a kind of music now and that's not you, don't chase it, because authenticity is so clear. If you're trying to do trap rap and you're not a trap rapper, I will listen to your trap rap and I'll tell this guy, this is not what you do, and that's not how you convince people that you're good. Another thing you shouldn't do is don't look down on people. Don't look down on producers, don't look down on promoters, don't look down on, you are never
your fans.
But there's something my dad always tells me, you're never too big to fall. You can think you're bigger than this producer who's trying to work with you. You know what, tell him like, hey dude, hey guy, right now working with you is not the best thing for my business strategy, but it's not, hey, you're too small for me, because one day something might happen. You'll be begging this guy for free beats. I'm looking at you like,
yo,
bro.
All right. So, Ginnico, quickly.
Okay, so basically, it's just have, like, people who are going to be willing to give you constructive criticism. Because there's a lot of artists who think they're good. And they put out... No. This isn't me trying to throw shade or anything. They think they're good. And they put out a certain body of art or whatever. And their fans like, guy, da, da, da. Yeah. And I'm saying that because I saw an episode on insecure and this guy did some bullshit, and then they were like, yeah, it's great, yeah, da-da. So if you have someone who gives you constructive criticism, it's like it helps so that you can know your sound, you know. Don't go after something that isn't yours and then they tell you, oh, it's mad, and you're wondering, why isn't it moving? That's one. Constructive, get friends who you know would help your growth. Secondly, well, he said the second thing that I was going to say, don't look down on people, because a lot of, like, there's this person I knew as an upcoming artist, and he was saying, I said, why didn't you go to this guy on TV? And he was like, no, why would I go to that guy? Da, 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 da. And in my head, I'm like, you're kind of in the same shoes as he is. He's even better. I mean, I thought he was even better than him. Exactly. Shade thrown. So, yeah, those are the two things that, you know, I'd give to them as advice.
All right, Ian.
There's something Jazz Answer says all the time, and I'm going to say it to every artist. Everything you have is just practice. You are developing your sound. Keep getting better. Keep doing it. Everything you have before is just, it's just practice. That's practice the first thing I would say. Second thing I would say is, as an artist, never stop being in touch with your fans. There's a reason why I stan Lady Donley. First of all, apart from the fact that she makes amazing music, Lady Donley has a way of coming on Twitter and telling us how she feels, how the kind of mood she's in, how she's feeling, puts up pictures, videos, she interacts with us. She gives us a reason to stand. And I tell people that, see, when Lady Donley needs something, I already know the uncles I'm going to meet to say, you need to put money in Lady Donley's GoFundMe account. Lady Donley is a family matter to us. And my father is like, didn't you? And I'm like, hold it. So right now, it's gotten to a point in my house that Donley is our people. If you hear Lady Donley, our Donley is on the radio. And why is that? Because she's giving me a reason to still be her fan. Never make your fans feel like they don't know you anymore. And what I would say you shouldn't do, don't go and do feature with somebody because people say, oh my god, you should like to only feature the person that you have. No.
It's like, oh, you guys will sound good.
You will not sound good together. Let your energy be pure. Exactly. Let your energy be pure. Do music with the people that your spirit is telling you.
Yeah,
to
you
do
can
music.
Soul with.
And don't make deals with the devil, man. Take your time. Be like Elo. Take your time.
Please read your contracts.
Read your contracts. Yes.
Reading.
It's all hard.
Okay, I'll just say, these guys should just do themselves. Like, just do you. Do you. Apparently, because you don't just want to do things because other people are doing it or just because it's trend. Now, just look at Odusi and Pretty Boy Duo and everything. You just drop the music because that's what they are and that's who they are.
True.
Just don't do Shaku Shaku because everybody wants to dance Shaku Shaku and everything, Zanku. You go with the trend and all of that. Just do yours. Just do
something. All right, Afolami.
It's a buzz. Okay, to be fair, I'll start with what you shouldn't do as an artist in 2019. The first thing you should not do is give your career an insight. In the sense that by this time in June, I should be doing this and I should be doing that. Do you get?
Yeah.
Like, you need to work towards it. I can't just say by June, okay, this boy's event, I'll perform there. Events are happening in August. In January, start pushing, start finding a way to plug yourself to that event. Don't
all
be right. Like, the open artists feel they like, but they don't feel they need to hustle for themselves. Because I don't know, there's this pride or this mentality of open artists, so I feel I'm good enough,
true.
They'll find me.
Very true.
Because in my experience, okay, I have a very good platform, it's very big. Okay, I'm gonna work for it. I've done so much of my platform, I've done so many things, and then you see me going to shows. Good afternoon, sir. I will greet and I will still talk to you. Why you clear your number and go home? Prefer you do tomorrow now. I'm okay with this brand. How did I do it? Just by taking one step to put somebody and just find the person small. Get the number and that's it. So you need to be ready to move. If you don't move, because the 2019 is going to be, if you don't move, there's no way.
All right.
I just want to do one thing. Can I just like give you guys 5 artists to look out for in 2019?
All right.
Davina Ariake, she's coming with new music.
Okay.
Joyce Olong, coming with new music.
All right.
MYV, coming with new music.
Are we all writing this down?
Get him from you later.
Prayer is coming with new music. 2019 is the year of women.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we've been waiting for that. Like,
hallelujah.
Yeah, please, they should go off. Like, we need them to go off.
Once more, I'm going to say, you're listening to Joy so long, just watch out for that.
Okay.
Just excuse me, there's something very important that I would like to add, please. Upcoming artists should please, I beg, they should try. There are music conferences, there are events everywhere. It mustn't be a whiskey or a Davido's concerts. Okay. They should endeavor to attend all of this and network, meet people.
What do I have to say? My problem is links. Some artists will just tag Davido, then drop a link. Then
what is he gonna do for you?
Then drop a link. That should stop 2019.
It's not smart business.
Like I said, you need to have a career plan.
Exactly. You can't just post link up and down. Exactly. That shit is irritating.
Like, we are doing it.
Exactly. So 2019 is a year the artists should be different.
People around you don't start looking for the ones in.
Man, I feel we should actually do this like at least every quarter of the year, because this is like a very great thing, because we all have like so many things to say. I mean, I feel the time frame is not even a lot, and a lot of people. Imagine if. Shout out to Up Next. I know you could not make it. Drama Africa, they could not make it too. Louder. So many people wanted to be here today. Lagos traffic, please do not do this.
This city is wild, honestly. It's so wild.
I want to add, sorry, because people go, because people see me as this guy that you can't approach based on I want to be on YouTube music. If you want to be on YouTube music, just try and buzz me. And if I don't reply, just WhatsApp call me or something. But then it's free promotions. But then you have to have a very good song, because it's going
to
bring traffic.
Diary. Exactly, everybody's going to sell their products now. So let's start from Jollof Diary.
Hey, you follow Jollof Diary. I will give
what's
you
your personal Twitter, Instagram?
At the Jollof Diary everywhere. You know, I teach pointers, guidelines, everything. You know, event updates and all of this for upcoming anything upcoming.
So wait,
artists, you know, so.
2019 Jollof Diary is still going to be just Jollof you? Diary.
Yeah. Hopefully. Let's just see how it goes. Everybody
knows.
You can't take it for granted.
Lucid underscore lemons on Twitter.
Okay.
And our
follow
DMs are
lemons,
open.
Check out lucidlemons.com.
Yeah, and apply to be at the lemon.
Personal
club.
And then personal just at Yinolu, YINOL.
Personal.
Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. We go.
Oginika.
O underscore Ginnica everywhere.
Personal, sorry,
lady underscore Yin.
Touchy Dwell, personal.
No, funny enough.
Wait, what's your handle?
Lady underscore Yin. It's not based on
Lady
Dolly.
No.
A high guy gave me that name. Yeah, and I
love it. Toha, what's your.
Alright,
what's your.
Mine is Flammy Ayodo.
Then.
YouTube.
Then.
Aesthetic Media.
Okay
now. Alright.
Then what? What's again?
That's what. I just have.
Are you sure?
Checking your brain.
Okay. Now here we go. Are you sure you got that right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is serious. Shout out to Kenzie.
Shout out to Kenzie. Warith, we miss you. Please come back quick.
So this is our last playlist, the special one for this year. Thank you, Jollof. Thank you,
Lucid Lemon.
Thank you, Redefined Energy. Thank you, YouTube. Thank you, Up Next, if you're listening. Thank you, Louder. Thank you,
More Branches.
Thank you. Please, we need more.
Peace Africa.
I feel 2019, we collective show. Modi
Cakes.
Together.
ROG Music Africa.
ROG Music. Yeah, Disturbing Africa. Disturbing Lagos.
Yeah, Zibi Diary.
Giddy Guide.
Yeah, Zibi Diary.
All right.
More branches.
So all the artists were all here to support you 2019.
Yes.
From us to you, happy
New Year!
Woo! Thank you, guys.
Muchas gracias.
Sarah.
That's Ice Life.